of my cherished Thanksgiving Day memories goes back to 1959, having my dad bundle me up and take me from our home in Ferndale down Woodward Avenue, where he positioned us right across from the giant flag on the Hudson Building. And there we watched the Thanksgiving Day parade, made extra special for me by the fact that Sherry Lewis and her puppet Lamb Chop were the grand marshals. How many of you have lined Woodward Avenue over the decades to watch the parade and see the mayor give the key to the city of Detroit and the collective hearts of its kids to Santa? We wanted to look at the history of Detroit's venerable Thanksgiving Day parade, so we turned to Romy Miner. He's a librarian and archivist at the Detroit Public Library. He wrote a book about the Detroit parade called Detroit's Thanksgiving Day Parade, co-authored with his wife, Lorianne Tamburino. Welcome, Romy.
Glad to be here.
So tell us, when did the first parade happen in Detroit?
It started in 1924. Charles Wendell, who was the display manager at J.L. Hudson's, had seen a parade at Eaton's department store in Toronto right before Christmas, and he thought this would be a really an effective marketing tool to promote Christmas. So the next year, in 1924, he just thought about having this parade with Santa to promote J.L. Hudson's and start off Christmas. So the first parade in 1924 only lasted 1 hour. That was it. Right down the street started 2nd Avenue, right around Grand Circus Park, and then went down Woodward to Hudson's, but it only lasted 1 hour.
Now, on the national scale, Romy, Detroit's parade really is a heavy hitter, isn't it?
Yes. It's still the third largest parade in the country, followed by the Rose Parade and Macy's. And it's just a part of Detroit history now, along with the Detroit Lions, which started in the mid-30s, and it's become a tradition throughout Michigan and the Midwest.
But the parade's fortunes have gone up and down through the years. Now, clearly, you know, there's no longer a Hudson's, but even before Hudson's went away, did it not stop being Hudson's Parade?
Yes, it had various names over the years. From the when it started out, was the annual Children's Parade. It was the Christmas Parade. Then it was the Hudson's Toyland Parade. Hudson's basically stopped sole sponsorship probably around the late 1970s. Mm. And then in the early 80s, the Detroit Renaissance took over the parade because it was having a lot of financial problems.
I remember that.
And then right around 1982, you had the Michigan Parade Foundation, which was set up by civic leaders. It was headed by then Paula Blanchard, First Lady of Michigan at the time, to keep the parade going. And since then, you have the parade company, which is a subsidiary, wholly owned subsidiary of the Michigan Parade Foundation, which has been putting on the Thanksgiving Day Parade since then.
Was it ever in risk of being extinguished the way the state fair has? Was it very close to being extinguished?
Yes. And with the help of a lot of donations, including Art Van, there were several times, yes, that it was just not going to be around. And because of the outpouring from these corporations and civic leaders, they were able to keep it going on. Now, most of the floats that you see are sponsored, so we do have that to keep it going now. So it's totally different than when Hudson's just was the main person.
Sure.
It was Hudson's employees. So now you have that sponsorship, which does keep that going.
There is something good and, I guess, dare I say, reassuring to know that a tradition that goes back to 1924 still continues. So as people line up on Woodward tomorrow morning, it will they'll be following in a lot of footsteps through many, many years.
It's great because I've been the archivist for the parade company for 13 years now, and I've organized all their photos. And when you go through the photos over the years, doesn't matter, you see that look of awe on all these children's faces. You see their parents either holding them up, looking at the floats. You see their faces. And it doesn't matter which decade. It doesn't matter what year. The face expression remains the same, and it's just great. And it'll be that way tomorrow when you have a million-plus people on that route. And it's just great because it is a part of Detroit's history, Michigan history, and basically American history for this Thanksgiving parade here in Detroit.
Romy Miner is a librarian at the Detroit Public Library, and he is the archivist for the parade company, author of the book Detroit's Thanksgiving Parade. Romy, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Cynthia.
America's Thanksgiving Parade continues its 86-year tradition tomorrow morning. It'll step off at 9:05 a.m. at Woodward and Mac. And we've put some historic photos from America's Thanksgiving Parade up on our website at michiganradio.org. Coming up, Michigan writer and poet Keith Taylor stops by to talk about his favorite cold weather books by Michigan authors. That's next here on Stateside on Michigan Radio.